going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Oh, this was a great segment with Pat Kelleher, Executive Director of USA Hockey, and before that, Jen Lee and Griffin Lamar, both goaltenders for the Team USA Sled Hockey here at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship semifinal. Friday is here, tomorrow's bronze and gold medal game. But we are going to talk NHL now in Buffalo Sabres with our Friday insider, Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. Shayna, I buried the lead in the first half hour. I didn't even mention the Sabres hired a senior advisor. Jarmo Kekäläinen, former general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, has been hired to kind of, you know, be the guy to another voice with Kevin Adams and his hockey operations department. What do you make of the Jarmo Kekäläinen hiring here in Buffalo?
I think that it can go two ways, right? Like, sometimes there are too many voices and too many cooks in the kitchen. I think we've seen that with some teams. But I think in the Sabres case, it's a good thing to have another mind, another perspective in there just to add another opinion and a little bit of experience, right? That's the one thing that's gotten talked about a lot with Kevin Adams is that he doesn't have that same long-term experience in this position. So you bring a kick line and it adds that while still having guys like Sam Ventura who have that championship caliber experience. But I think the two best things he brings are, one, the willingness to take swings and take a risk, right? Like, we have seen the Blue Jackets go all in. You think of those past deadlines when they knew there was a chance of Bobrovsky and Panarin leaving, and they went, you know what? We're going to go all in this year while we can. And I think the fact that he'll have that vision to take a risk and then actually commit to it is something we don't always see with general managers. They hem and haw a little bit too much. So I think that's something the Sabres can use. The other part of it is, he has a willingness to listen to different perspectives and use different tools when they're at his disposal, right? You look at the Blue Jackets front office. They had Josh Flynn as the assistant general manager. That is a nerdier pick. They have, you know, people like Cam Lawrence working for them. And obviously the Sabres have a very good analytics department and they have minds like Sam Ventura. So I think the fact that he's willing to work with that and bring in different perspectives, it's always a good thing.
12 years as a general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Before that, he was with the St. Louis Blues for 8 years as a scout and an assistant general manager, and then 7 years with the Ottawa Senators. So he's been in hockey ops for 30 years, and before that, he was a player. There's a European side to him, obviously, and we know that the Sabres have Rasmus Dahlin as their captain. So do you think that that also brings an element of, well, branching out to, you know, different parts of the world, the scouting, the finding? Because you look at Columbus, they had Voronkov and Marchenko, and they've been able to find these players a little bit everywhere through the draft and free agency.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing to have. And listen, the Sabres don't have biases against European players. You know that they have stars like Paterka and Dahlin right there, but a lot of teams do, whether it's, you know, a known thing or something just like inherent that It just so happens the way a player like Sam Bennett gets talked about, or look at Vancouver, right? The Elias Pettersson, JT Miller of it all. And the fact that JT Miller was brash was great because he's North American versus, you know, maybe Pettersson was too aloof. So yeah. Sometimes when you bring in that European mind into a front office, I think it kind of helps make sure those biases don't happen. And it keeps you looking at all different players, because we see the growth of European hockey, right? Look at the growth of Finnish hockey over the years. And now look at Denmark and Germany. So yep. There are so many great players out there. If you have someone who has that extra, you know, attention to detail for it, it's never a bad thing.
Okay, so that is the Sabres. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's, the Combine is here in Buffalo next week. Draft prospects are going to be here for interviews. The draft is different this year. It's not centralized like it used to. Every team is going to be in their, you know, home offices and kind of NFL style. But we got the draft in a month from now. So a lot to do with Kevin Adams and Jarmo Kekäläinen and their staff moving forward. Okay, last night, Shayna, I know you're going to give me your real, true opinion of what happened 7 minutes into the game. Dallas is down 2-0. Pete DeBoer calls a timeout. And then what I called it, an angry, angry pull of Jake Oettinger, one of the best goalies in the league, at 2-0. He pulls him in game 5. Your back's against the wall. I didn't like it, but I want you to tell me your opinion of it.
I didn't like it either. I know you want to settle things quick, right? And sometimes a goalie pull can do that. It's a wake-up call for the team in front of him. I don't have an issue with trying to motivate your team in that way. I still would have put Oettinger back in for the second period. You know my opinion on, like, rotating a little bit more. Yes. I didn't like it, though. And I think the history of Peter DeBoer with his starting goalies and those situations obviously plays into it, right? Like, it's more than just this happening with Jake Oettinger. But I really didn't like it in the moment. I think about the Blues and Jets in round one. And Connor Hellebuyck allowed 2 goals and looked really shaky. Yep. And at that point, we knew he was not 100%, right? He was pulled 3 times on the road in that series at that point already. And Jake Oettinger wasn't in that position. So he allows 2 goals. I wasn't even looking at him going, okay, I thought he handled them horrifically or he looks completely out of sorts. I think the fact that the Jets kept him in there and said, you're our guy and we're going to, you know, you're our ride or die and we're not going to change that now when it matters the most, meant something, right? To the players, to him, and it just got everyone going. And I think they did the polar opposite here. I don't understand it. And I did not at all like those comments after the game, putting that on Jake Oettinger. He saved a goal above expected last game. He kept them in it. He has 3 quality starts in this series, right? I don't think he was the best goalie in the world in this series, and I think Stuart Skinner did outplay him, but I thought he was fine enough. My bigger issue was that they had 5 5-on-5 goals this entire series, and that was something that could have dried up because, right, like in rounds 1 and 2, that 5-on-5 scoring wasn't there, and if you didn't have the power play scoring, they were going to be in trouble, and oops, the goal scoring dried up.
Well, how about this, Pete DeBoer? You decided to insert Maverick Bourque. He hasn't played all playoffs, and then he takes a penalty like 3 minutes into the game that leads to the Edmonton Oilers' first power play goal, and all of a sudden it's like unraveling. And you're right. After the game, DeBoer said, hey, you know what? It's not just this game. It's last year in the playoffs against the Oilers in the conference finals. He lost 6 of 7, and it's a pretty big sample. It's almost like he had in his mind that yep. If it doesn't go well, I'm going to pull my starting goaltender. This is your guy who will be there for the next few years. I've talked to people today, Shayna, and they say this could be a fireable offense for Pete DeBoer. Like, Jim Neal is not an emotional guy that, you know, flies by the seat of his pants, but this could be something that he'll have to look into because there's no way you can repair that relationship between Oettinger and DeBoer. Think of Marc-Andre Fleury and Pete DeBoer and the Alan Walsh, like, picture yep. of the dagger through the back. Like, it could be Oettinger right now, Shayna. I don't like it at all for next year.
No, I don't, because that's your franchise player, right? This is not a throwaway player. Like, if you were handling Stuart Skinner this way, who had a shaky regular season, shaky start to the postseason, you could have that conversation. Jake Oettinger isn't that. He's their bona fide number one goalie. And sure, his numbers weren't perfect last year. But don't forget last year, the top 3 lines couldn't produce anything. They went 0 for 14 on the power play. And then this year you look at it, and I'm not going to blame Peter DeBoer for the roster he was handed, right? Because that defense was, that right side of the defense we all knew was going to be a problem, right? They're playing Cody Ceci these huge minutes, but Pierre DeBoer chose to play him in those minutes, right? And he chose to play him, and he pulled out Lyubushkin and could have swapped them back at any point in the series when he saw his defensemen's getting buried or handled his minutes differently. There were so many things he could have done differently. I thought last night they could have gone 11-7, honestly, so you're getting those extra reps for guys like Rantanen, who we know they can double shift. That's going to hurt the matchup game for the Oilers. And then you don't have to insert Bork in there in this tough situation. If he was put in earlier in this postseason, I'd look at it differently, but he wasn't. So I think that there were just a lot of coaching issues here. That first line, when he put it together, when Hintz came back into the game for game four, it was Robertson, Hintz, and Rantanen. They had horrible numbers together. They didn't have that same chemistry either earlier this postseason. It was Granlund in that position. Like, he's changing the lines. He's managing everyone in front of Jake Oettinger, so he's not giving him the advantage that he should have in net, but he's not even playing that badly in goal that I think should spur this conversation in the first place. It's all messed up, and I think even, did you see the comments? He said something about, like, this roster maybe wasn't as good as it was last year. It was something along those lines. Like, do you have accountability? Because if you're going to be coaching in the playoffs and being a Stanley Cup champ, you have to have that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You have to have that. And look, Chris Knobloch and the Edmonton Oilers, Paul Maurice and the Florida Panthers have had great accountability, little adjustment. Jeff Skinner gets his first playoff goal in a second playoff game. I mean, he played game one and didn't play again until last night. He got the 3-0 goal. Some changes. Matthias Ekholm came in. Him and Bouchard didn't even play the most minutes on the blue line, and the game got tight. It got 3-2, it got 4-3, like it got tight. Corey Perry, Shayna, he's 40 years old. He's slotted in now, and where Zach Hyman was, scores a forced power play goal. How impressive is that for the Oilers to be able to say, okay, we lost Zach Hyman, but hey, you know what? Corey Perry's got 7 goals, we'll be fine.
It's a huge credit to Knobloch, I think, because he really does know how to channel the best of his roster. And sure, in the regular season, the Oilers didn't do it. I kind of feel like they were just on cruise control until they got to the playoffs and knew what they had to do right after falling short in the final last year. I think that he has put on a coaching clinic this spring. I think against the Kings, he knew he had to load up his top guys and let them cook, and that worked for them, right? And you saw the differences in the third period approaches. And then you go to round two, and even when they didn't have an awful game but they lost, he put in all of these lineup changes to go, we're going to find new combinations that work. And they did, right? You even look at having Stetcher and Nurse together. It extends to the defense. So having Corey Perry step up and live up to the hype in that position is huge, but knowing that he could be the guy there, right? And you think about stylistically how he could be a fit and that he's fit with McDavid before. They played together earlier in round one and they had some chemistry. Like, you know the buttons to press at the right times. That's huge.
How do you see this final going? It's a rematch of last year. Now, the last three rematches we've had, you go back to the Oilers losing to the Islanders in 83, beating the Islanders in 84, the Pittsburgh Penguins, that was Wayne Gretzky, by the way, Sidney Crosby and Pittsburgh losing to Detroit in 08, winning in 09, and now Connor McDavid getting his revenge. I know you're going to write about this. Do you think this is the time for Connor McDavid and the Oilers to bring back the Stanley Cup to Canada? Last time it was 1993 with the Montreal Canadiens.
I mean, I think that would be the more exciting finish at this point, right? Like, against the odds, they're doing it. They take down the Panthers. They beat their demons from last year. It's the star player doing it. I think that would be an unbelievable storyline. I think without Zach Hyman, I have more pause than I did before. Even though they got Ekholm back, right? And they know they still have Troy Stetcher if they need him. And they could easily go 11-7. And now you're letting Jeff Skinner back in the lineup to play actual minutes, right? Because he's the one player I was a little surprised hasn't been in the lineup so far. But I still give the slight edge to the Panthers. There's something about the way that they play when there's blood in the water, right? Like, and I think we saw that in that last elimination game against the Canes. They're down 2-0. They start putting on the pressure. They see it and they know how to close it out. Then I'm going to give them the very slightest of edges. But I do like what Connor McDavid said last night talking to Emily Kaplan. Like, what's the difference between this year and last year? They were nervous last year, and this time they feel a lot more like calm, cool, and collected because they've done this before. So now you're getting to that same point. If you can maintain that same energy and not get too frantic, right? Know how to amp it up and have that pressure to play in the final because you have to have some sort of pressure there, but also not panic about it because you lost in that position last year, then I think that, you know, this could be a much different looking series than last year.
Is home ice advantage important? Last year, Florida had it, and they played Game 7 at home. This year, the Oilers have it. The Oilers are 6-1 at home in the playoffs. Now, Florida has been saying all season long, we don't care about home ice advantage. Down the stretch, they did not care to finish second or first in the Atlantic. They said, we are. Well, they're 8-2 on the road. So do you think that home ice advantage will be, in fact, an advantage for the Oilers?
It could be, right? Because you can control where Connor McDavid goes out. I mean, he's going to play against a little bit of everyone because he's going to jump on the ice at all times. Yeah. I never think it's a bad thing to have home ice advantage, but I do think it's going to be interesting with the Panthers because we saw them handle things a little bit differently. I go back to that round 2 series against Toronto, right? When the series was in Toronto, they went for a power versus power matchup. It was Barkov against Matthews. And the third line then had a little bit more time to score. And they were really making life difficult for the Leafs. When the series shifted back to Florida to free up Barkov and Reinhardt, who weren't scoring a ton, they took them out of the power versus power matchup and instead had the Marchand line go up against Matthews. They didn't score as much, but it freed up Barkov to score a little bit more. So I think it could be similar here, right? Like, we could see that Barkov versus Dreisaitl or Barkov versus McDavid matchup here. And that could create a challenge for either side of it, right? But I think the Panthers know if they put someone in those minutes and they're not going to score as much, just like Eichel couldn't for Vegas, that they still have all these other lines who can do things. That Tkachuk line is finally going, right? The numbers were good last round. In this series, they're actually scoring. And also now you have that Lundell line going. I think that they're in a good position no matter what. They shouldn't overthink the matchups. Just let their guys cook.
We have a couple of minutes left here. Evan Bouchard is an RFA with the Edmonton Oilers, set to make a lot of money. Sam Bennett, I feel like he's the one that everybody's talking about with the Florida Panthers, a UFA, but they can't let him go. Which one of those two will be the first one signed, and what money are we talking about for Bouchard and Sam Bennett?
I feel like Bennett's going to get extended. So everyone that right now is going, we're going to drop $10 million on Sam Bennett, which is ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's a 2C in the wrong phase of his career. I know what he does in the playoffs. I know he can be a huge threat. But let's tamper it down. I think Florida extends him. I think we're going to see a deal. I could see him in the 7 millions, right? Something a little more team friendly, 6-7 million. So I think that he gets extended first. I could see Bouchard pushing the limits a little bit more on his next contract, and he should. Totally different age ranges, situations. And I think the thing is with Bouchard is even though the defensive gaffes are there, and they are there in the playoffs and the regular season, it's just that they're so glaring, right? It's the same thing sometimes when a player loses the puck, everyone focuses on the giveaway, but you forget how much they have the puck in the first place. And I feel that way with Bouchard. Yes, he makes mistakes, but he has this elite offensive ability that's going to get him paid.
Rasmus Dahlin kind of comes to mind with that. Like, there's some mistakes, but there's so much more that he does. Dahlin's at $11 million. Does Bouchard hit $11 million when it's all said and done?
I wonder if he sticks to 10. I'm going to say 10 is my number for him right now before we see more defensemen pushing up to that. But, you know, you never know, right? New cap world.
New cap world. You're right, Shayna. Thank you so much. I love your honesty on the DeBoer-Ottinger thing. This will be interesting. It's like a soap opera in Dallas. Where have we seen that before? But, yes, we'll keep an eye on this. Shayna, have a great weekend. get back to the tennis watching at the French Open. The NHL doesn't start until next Wednesday, so you got some time to watch some tennis. We'll be back here on Sabres Live for one quick segment to wrap up the week.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.